You're back with us at GoldSeek.com Radio. Today's featured guest, Bill Murphy from Gotta.org.
Well, Bill Murphy at La Metropole Cafe, as well as Gotta.org in the precious metals sector. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Good to be here, Chris. Been at it pretty soon, be 18 years now. Actually, Gotta's at 17 and a half, and I've been doing it my website since early September of 1998.
Hat tip for that. That's quite a tenure in the sector, and the timing is a bit auspicious. Not far from the nadir in the 20-odd year bear market, and then the 12-year bull market right after you re-entered the market.
Well, actually, it was quite simple, and thank you. It was had to do with long-term capital management when they blew up, and I've been working with a fellow named Frank Veneroso and heard that the long-term capital management was short 300 or 400 tons of gold, either for themselves or for a big client, and when they blew up, they had to liquidate all their positions, as you would when you go bankrupt. And this big hedge fund, Long Term Capital, had a big problem with all the short gold position. And I saw gold being stopped right below 300 over and over again. And when my sources said it was this various bullion banks. And then I realized the way it was trading that it was rigged. And it turned out later on the Fed got together with the bullion banks and to make sure they would all manage the gold market to make sure that the price didn't go up enough so that they were all forced to cover and blow up the gold market at the time. And that's how it became very apparent to me that the price was rigged.
And, you know, for new skeptical listeners, this is all documented now. It's well known within the industry. There was a gold setting and silver as well. This went on for decades. It was kind of ingrained.
Yeah, well, I mean, it shouldn't surprise anybody if people don't understand that the gold and silver prices are rigged, especially gold. I mean, the London gold pool, when it was allowed to be discussed, I mean, it was about rigging the gold price. It was just acknowledged then, and then it went underground. It's the same thing going on today, except in a different manner and a management process than what happened so long ago.
Obviously, one of the best years in 6 years for the precious metals so far. Give people an idea of what might jolt these markets higher in the next 6 to 12 months. I mean, will we see more fireworks in the EU as the Eurozone seems to be unraveling with every new headline? Will that spread to North America?
The fundamentals for gold with these negative interest rates and low interest rates and everything else are as bullish as they could ever be. The only reason the price has come off 1375 highs is because the gold cartel attacked to get the speculators out. And they got nearly, as we go into first notice day for the August gold contract, they got nearly 100,000 contracts of spec longs out of the market. And now the gold sold out and I think ready to explode again. And as it started to do yesterday, ironically enough, on a Fed day, which no one has ever seen this before, ever, for the gold market and silver market acting the way it did ahead of the meeting and then afterwards. Not one time. But what's most exciting, if I may, is the silver open interest, with the gold interest collapsing, has now gone, as of yesterday, by a decent amount into all-time high ground. So you've got the gold open interest collapsing, the silver open interest at all-time high ground, and it's because some big money, we've talked about this for many months, is going after J.P. Morgan and the rest of the shorts. They're taking them on, and so far they're winning.
You pointed out the action is different this time. You know, sell-offs lead to strength. That tends to bode well. It tends to be one of the signs of a bullish trend, higher highs, higher lows, but especially following a reaction. This concept of negative rates. You know, we see it with Shinzo Abe on the left coast, and then we see it as well in the Eurozone on the right. But the powers that be are preparing for negative rates in North America, in the United States. And that if that ever comes to pass, it would require gold backing for the U.S. dollar. Any comments?
It's a little over my pay grade, but it's almost inconceivable that could occur. And you couldn't dream up a more bullish scenario for gold and silver, because the first thing that investors and everyone should ask, of course, what is so wrong out there that this has to occur of something that people would have thought unthinkable years ago? And that, to me, would be the major issue. And I think as time goes on here, you're going to see gold and silver explode, especially silver, as a result of all this stuff, which is part of the bullish fundamental scene.
The bluff played by Fed policymakers, pretty solid. I mean, they looked like they would raise us to 1% or higher on the Fed funds futures, but of course, that never came to pass. There is a potential for some backpedaling if economic numbers turn negative here. If there's some concern, you know, with November, we have a very big election coming. There's a tremendous amount of tensions surrounding each convention, each meeting. That question mark is looming. It's sort of hanging in the air over the markets. Money doesn't like uncertainty.
Well, Well, I think we hit on the big one for me, Chris, and that's what's going on in silver is potentially, I mean, it is historic already in the sense of what the dichotomy between the two open interests, what is just occurring. And it suggests that something is really wrong in the silver market. Many of us could never understand how the bad guys got all the silver to keep the price so artificially low for so long. And now all of a sudden the price is threatening to take out 2050, which is the key, a close above that level. And then 21 could send the price up to the 25 area. And I think you're going to see a kind of price action in silver almost never seen before in markets because the thing is so out of whack and after what J.P. Morgan and the crowd has done to keep the price too low. And I think it's going to be an incredibly exciting time as we head into the end of the summer, into the fall, what's going to happen here. And then in terms of gold, I think it has to come just with what we discussed in the basic fundamentals are so bullish, you know, for gold to move higher. I mean, already it's holding its own with stock markets doing well all over the place and our stock market at all-time highs and the dollar moved up. Gold's hanging in there. So I think the fireworks are coming on the upside and your listeners have a lot of good times coming ahead.
I wonder if you might outline just a bit more now as we wrap up this J.P. Morgan manipulation, because, I mean, there's some substantial literature behind your comments. Sometimes we don't always get into the minutiae, and that's one of the nice things about a radio or podcast formatting is that it allows for guests and hosts to maybe investigate a bit further, not just leave people with sound bites.
Well, it's a good point, Chris. I mean, first of all, most people know that J.P. Morgan's the Fed's bank, and the manipulation is all about the U.S. government and other central banks and the bullion banks manipulating the gold price. And to do that effectively, they have to manipulate the silver price. And my guess, and strictly a guess, when people talk about Morgan taking over Bear Stearns' big, large silver position when they blew up, because the Fed probably was in a panic because they never imagined Bear Stearns would blow up and put it into J.P. Morgan, which continued what they were doing. And basically, they're doing the Fed's bidding and to affect the gold price to keep it down for so many reasons, which we've discussed over the years. They've manipulated the silver price, but it went out of control. And we feel that they're running out of physical silver supply to keep the price at these low levels. And J.P. Morgan and their allies are the honcho doing it, desperate to keep the price below 2050, as they did today. Silver had the most incredible action yesterday, came in higher today, exactly at 25th in the spot market, and went straight down 40, 50 cents for no reason. The dollar was lower at the time. There was no outside markets for it. It was all J.P. Morgan and their allies, and that's the reason the open interest has gone bonkers in silver. Again, all-time highs, and these are at ridiculously low price levels. So something is totally amiss in the silver market, and J.P. Morgan is trying to prevent it from blowing up, and I think they're going to fail.
J.P. Morgan, that is a key holder of the, silver holdings in the top SLV, I think it is, or silver ETF.
Custodian of the silver ETF.
This is the fox guarding the hen house.
I'll take 29.20, 39.20. And what they did today, it's just what they do, so it's expected. But we had 20.50 this morning, and we had 20 hours later for no reason. And why the price of silver isn't double or triple than it is today where it should be.
Not to mention, you know, these markets have a tendency to bounce at least 100% off of its bear market nadir, which would put it at 26.27 minimum.
Chris, this is where it starts at 26 or 27. That's the beginning on the move towards 100.
You were very gracious to make time for us on a short notice and an impromptu interview and discussion today. Thanks for the great dialogue, and tell folks a bit more about why they need to sign up at La Metropole Cafe and how they can get some great information from GATA.org.
Chris, first of all, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks for calling. You go to GATA.org. My colleague Chris Powell does a great job, puts out a newsletter, and people get on it, sign up for free, and I have a subscription website, themetropolecafe.com, and people can sign up for a two-week free trial and see if it's of value, and looking forward to a great couple of years coming up.
Thank you, Bill Murphy.
All right, Chris, thank you.
The
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity, Brazil Resources. Based in the 8th largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves, industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their RIA project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember, to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond, your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.